Radical Face mit Ghost Town. 17 Uhr und 12 Minuten, hört die Morning Show am Montagnachmittag auf Flux FM. Heute Abend spielt der Radical Face Erfinder Ben Cooper mit Band ein exklusives Konzert im Kesselhaus. Vorher hat er es aber zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Wir sprechen natürlich über das Thema Familie und finden ein bisschen raus, was denn die Mitglieder des Cooper Clans von der Family Tree Trilogie erhalten. Wir quatschen über Bens Liebe für Motto-Partys, die er offensichtlich auch in seine Veröffentlichungspolitik reinspielt. Wir reden über die Vor- und Nachteile eines konzeptionellen Korsetts und natürlich wagen wir einen Ausblick auf Teil 3 der Trilogie, der ja schon aufgenommen sein müsste. First of all sage ich aber nochmal Hello and welcome Ben Cooper and Josh, right?
Yeah. Josh Lee. Hey there.
How are you doing?
We're doing good. A little tired, but we're doing good.
Cool. You've just arrived from Amsterdam, right?
Yeah, we got about 3 hours of sleep, and Now we're here.
That's gotta be enough, my man. It's gotta be enough. Touring with the 3 hours of sleep per night, that's gotta be enough. So yeah. How's the Amsterdam gig been? Oh, yeah, you've been there to play, right?
Yeah, we just played at the Paradiso. It was really fun, but I can say that I messed up a song more than I have ever messed one up in my life. Yeah, I had to just quit in the middle of the song and say I'm sorry. I couldn't remember it. I was jet lagged and it was a train wreck. But other than that, it was really good.
Cool. And now you got that behind you, right? You know, nothing bad can happen. I mean,
exactly.
The worst thing that can happen to a guy on stage happened to you and you survived. It's not that bad.
No,
I mean, you're not dying when you're forgetting a piece of a song or something like that.
Yeah, I was actually playing in the totally wrong key. Everything was wrong. And I didn't notice until everyone came in and it was just a mess. And then I just blushed really bad and said, I'm sorry, and we moved on.
Okay, you said I'm sorry. That's nice, because I know people who are the leaders of a band who'd be like, no, you all were wrong. I was right. There were five people wrong in the band, but I was right.
No, it was me.
Okay, cool. It's nice of you to say it like that. In 2007 and 2008, the idea of recording a trilogy about the Cooper's family tree came to life. Has the restriction to only write for the trilogy been a curse or a blessing? Because I think if you're working creatively, it kind of helps to restrict oneself to certain instruments, maybe,
yes,
as you did, or a certain topic. So how was that? How's your experiences with that until now?
I can say you always have to put up restrictions. So overall, it was a blessing, but I'm now sick of it.
Yeah.
I'm almost done, and I'm
sorry,
glad.
Mom. I'm not returning home. I'm sick of all this.
I want to wrap it up, and it's been so long that now I'm ready to be finished, and I'm close. I'll be done soon.
So. And I think it must be an interesting but a hard job to do to look at one's family tree. When one's doing that in Germany, you find out about pretty evil people from your family like Nazi grandfathers who have done terrible things during the war. Did you find out stuff like that about your family as well? Because you were writing about the phase of the Civil War as well.
Yep. We have the same. I mean, being from the South, you have a lot of family members who were involved in, like a lot of the slavery, racial segregation, the Ku Klux Klan. You find traces of all that.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it is not flattering. Like sometimes you're like, oh, sorry, great granddad, you were horrible. But I also think it's kind of important to not brush over that. I think it's like you have to remember both sides, because there's good and bad always. And I try not to. I didn't want to shy away from it just because it was unpleasant.
Yeah, and it's preventing oneself from becoming evil, maybe, if one does know about the evil that your family has done in the past.
Well, they always say if you don't pay attention to history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But did I know that you were playing those songs to your brother, your sister, and your mother? I think there were three people from your family who were like in the first row of listening to demos or almost finished songs.
Mm-hmm.
Did they actually ask you to change something, or did you know that you would play those songs to them because they always say, you're my son, it's a beautiful song.
Oh, no, my family is not that way at all. No.
You know his family, Josh?
Oh, pretty well, yeah.
He knows him
pretty well.
And they will tell you, they'll put it nicely, be like, good effort, but they won't tell you it's good if they don't like it.
Okay.
And the reason I use such a small group of people is because they're brutally honest, and I want that. I don't want someone to just tell me it's great.
Mm-hmm. And but did you discuss some of those songs with them? Really? Did they go like, I love the song, but this third part or this part of the verse, maybe you think about that one more time? Or because I feel, or I know that it's really hard for an artist to open up with stuff that's almost been finished, because you've been putting so much work into that, and then somebody goes, "Well, I heard that song before. It's the same chords as."
Yeah.
Fucking, you know what I'm saying?
No, totally. And it is scary, and it's a hard time to take criticism, but better than when you're done. Mm. When you're done, you can't fix it.
No.
So, and it's not usually that specific. I'll just say, this is what I'm trying to get across.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say, I didn't get any of that, so you might want to rework it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's, start that's over. Fair enough. That's true. So, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to another song. That's like my plan for now.
Okay.
Let's listen to Welcome Home from the 2007 album Ghost. Hier ist Radical Face nochmal, und gleich hören wir auch noch ein Stück live. Josh blättert schon in den Noten und guckt sich schon mal an, wie das Arrangement funktioniert. Von The Mute, glaube ich. Radical Face nochmal mit Welcome Home auf Lux FM, 17:23. Heute Abend spielt der Mann mit Band im Kesselhaus, und die Kapelle hat es nochmal zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Vorher, beziehungsweise hat er Josh mitgebracht, Ben Cooper, der Erfinder von Radical Face. Now, the first part of the trilogy was referring to verbal storytelling, because it happened in the 19th century, the story was set in the 19th century. Then the second part of the trilogy was more about letters that people were writing to each other. And I've read about plans for the third part that include photos and videos, because that's those are part of the of storytelling nowadays.
Yes.
How far are you with those plans, Ben?
Pretty good. I have it all written, mm-hmm. and so I just have to make a few more decisions about the production of it, and I would say about, I don't know, half done.
Okay, cool. But then the interesting, when the songs are written already, the most interesting stuff is happening now, because you always chose the instruments that you used on the record because of the time that you were talking about. So this, are there going to be some like weird modern sounds on there as well?
Yeah, it's going to get pretty modern on this one. The idea with the photographs is there will be more soundscapes and more really big, broad sounding.
Wow.
So this one will be a lot, I think, just bigger overall.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to finishing it.
Yeah. I already got that between the lines, kind of, because you want to get out of the family business, kind of, right?
It's I've seen what I need to see, and I just need to finish, and I will think of something totally new after this.
Yeah. It's good to just check out another view again, right? You've been reviewing your family's history for so long that it might be nice to pan around again.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the camera.
Yeah, totally. I've learned enough.
Yeah, but I've read another thing that's totally fits into the let's pan the camera to someplace else thing, because I've read that you're planning on recording stuff with Electric President again, with Alex Kane.
Yeah, we've already started.
Wow.
We have 6 songs almost done. Mm-hmm. And we're going to put them out as we finish them. Instead of waiting to do a whole album, we're just going to do one at a time.
Cool.
And then let people pick what they like, and we'll press that to vinyl.
Yeah.
Like a mixtape.
Oh, wow. That's a cool idea. It's like a democratic approach to what's going to be pressed on vinyl.
Yeah, just let us know and we'll make it. That'll be the idea.
That's a good idea, man. And what's the setup tonight going to be? Because I know that you're changing the setup not only because of organizing organizing stuff.
Yeah.
But you do it as well because you keep stuff interesting to yourself, right?
Yeah. You have to change it all the time, or you start to kind of phone it in, which I think is dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, if you're ever not paying attention anymore, you're not making anything worth hearing. So I think you have to change it all the time.
Yeah. And then, so you and Josh are going to be on stage, obviously. Who else is going to be with you tonight?
My friend Mark, who actually is in all the earlier records, he played the drums on them, but he could never come on tour.
Mm-hmm.
He actually got to come this time. So
it's
the first time. I've known him for 25 years. Let's see. And then Jeremiah. And he's another instrumentalist guy around town, and our friend Clay, who's like a cartoon character that you get to bring on tour with you. He's great.
Okay. That's a nice way of talking about someone.
If you meet him, it makes total sense.
Okay. You have to bring him next time then, yeah. Please, Ben. So you're going to play me a song? That's beautiful. What's the name of the instrument again, Josh, that you've brought?
It's a viola da gamba.
Viola da gamba.
Yes. So
sounds like a beautiful dish, kind of, at a Spanish restaurant.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like shrimp or something.
Yeah. I'll take the viola da gamba, please, and some red wine. To be honest, the viola da gamba, it's an ancient instrument built in 17 something, right?
This is a copy of a Parisian instrument from around 1700s.
Wow.
So yeah, but this one's only 4 years old.
Okay.
I'm not that rich. So.
But
I'm not rich.
You're gonna be. I'm telling you right now.
Cross your fingers.
I'm crossing fingers. Listeners, cross your fingers, Josh. One day he's gonna be rich. Sorry. I'm sorry. It's a bit silly today. Let's just get rid of some compression here for the hardcore talking part, and then I'll press record on this beautiful tape machine I have. And then we're going to be listening to The Mute, or which song are you going to play?
I'm actually going to play one called Letters Home, because without my guitar, The Mute is very hard.
Okay.
And I tried it last night on a different guitar. That's the song I wrote.
Oh, no.
Because I didn't have my guitar with me, so I was like, I should not do that again.
We don't want to repeat that. No.
No, I've never bombed like that in my life.
Also, Ben Cooper und Josh, als Radical Face jetzt hier zu hören, mit Letters vom Auflux FM.
Okay. Letter between rests, 'cause yesterday a bullet found my chest, and I don't have the energy to dress myself, and I can't walk without help. Join this war, and I can tell you what we're fighting for. I guess I wasn't smart enough to see the game, and that no one's keeping score. Things I miss, it's all the little things that fill that list, like playing with the dogs and helping father chop the wood behind the fence. If I'll see another day, the doctor said it could go either way, but I just wanted you to know, no matter if I sink or fall or blink out in this hospital, that I'm alright. Yeah, I made peace with it all.
and all. Mistakes and all.
Radical Face on Letters Home. Thanks a lot for that beautiful little performance in our little Flux FM Studio. Wer heute Abend das Ganze auf der größeren Bühne nochmal sehen möchte, im Kesselhaus, der kann mich jetzt anrufen. Die Telefonnummer zum Glück lautet 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000. Das ist die Nummer, die ihr anrufen müsst, um auf die Gästeliste zu gelangen für Radical Face heute Abend im Kesselhaus. Did you see that we're all like working on different jobs? Sophie was just filming you, then I told people which number they have to phone in for the ticket. She has to run out and get the phone.
Busy girl.
Multitasking Flux FM.
That's great.
Isn't it? So thanks a lot for visiting us once again. You know where we are right now. You've been here twice now.
Yeah.
You'll find your way back, I hope.
We even knew how to operate the elevator this time.
Yeah, we can get up the elevator.
Wow, see? It's getting better and better.
Thank you so much for having us, though.
Easy. And it was a great pleasure having you. And I hope you'll come back the next time you visit Berlin.
Anytime you'll have us.
Yeah. Heute Abend exklusive Deutschlandshow in Berlin im Kesselhaus. Wer jetzt nicht mehr durchgekommen ist, vielleicht gibt es noch Resttickets für Radical Face heute Abend. Thanks again. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.